Greg Montana, Daryl Kiki, bringing you live coverage of Burton Lady Panther playoff softball on KWHI AM 1280 for 101.7. Again, here in Mumford, Texas, as again, just a great complex they've got here. The weather we had recently, you know, on a turf field doesn't do anything other than just
make it slick.
Maybe a little extra time on it, but it looks pretty good today. We got a little breeze blowing this afternoon, so it's pretty comfortable under the cover they've got here at the stands. Nice complex here.
Great group of fans. The stands are filling up with red. Right now, I'd say we got the purple outnumbered. You know, they got plenty of room, so if you're driving, come on. If not, we'll do the best of our ability to make you laugh. Hopefully not make you cry.
That is the plan for today.
But it'll be a good day for softball. And, you know, these young ladies been practicing a long time. You make it to the second round, it's going to get tougher than the first one. But they put their britches on the same way we do, so we might as well just take names and make them like it.
That is it. They're getting ready. The teams are congregating right now, getting with their coaches and talking a few things, maybe a couple of prayers on the field. We're ready to go things before long here. Burton Lady Panther softball on KWHI. Back after these words from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
Make sure your New Holland equipment is field ready with special deals on genuine New Holland parts and service. Get up to $100 off any combination of engine oils, coolants, filters, and fleet guard filters. Receive $300 off every top maintained plan maintenance agreement. And get 0% interest and make no payments for 90 days on New Holland parts. Visit WC Tractor in Brenham to take advantage of these great deals on genuine New Holland parts and service.
Hi, this is John Hody with LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Welcome back. Burton Lady Panthers softball on KWHI, AM 1280 for 101.7. Craig Montana and Daryl Kiki with you here. We're getting ready to things start at 2 o'clock first pitch for this airy round of playoff game. As we'll take a look at the Thrall Lady Tigers and their lineup this afternoon, as they're going to start off with their leadoff hitter, number 8. It's going to be Velasquez playing center field. And batting number two, number 12, Ingelke is going to be the catcher. In the third spot, number 3, Jurasic is going to be our second baseman. And the cleanup hitter, the number 1, Lopez, playing shortstop. In the 5 spot is number 20, Jurasic, again playing first base. And the 6th hole is number 36, Pacomi, the pitcher. And 7 is number 25, Gee, is going to be our first baseman. And batting number 8, number 24, Bishop, left fielder. In the 9th spot, number 7, Grissom, is the right fielder for today. Now, we're looking at Thrall. They do have 4 seniors on the roster. So, again, a very young team because they only have like two or three juniors on the team as well. So a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores filling out the roster here for Thrall today. And we'll see what happens with them as we'll take a look at the Burton Lady Panther roster coming up after this on KWHI AM 1280 for 101.7.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies-Hecker certified paint and body shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lots. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Want your yard to impress but don't know where to start? Salazar Landscapes is here to help. From maintenance and irrigation to full-service landscaping, Salazar Landscapes has the knowledge and drive to make your dreams a reality. Salazar Landscapes is your home, garden, and irrigation experts. A trusted company with over 30 years of experience serving Brenham and the surrounding communities. Check out their work on Facebook or Instagram for inspiration and give them a call at 979-451-3490. Salazar Landscapes in Brenham, Aggie-owned and operated. Salazar Landscapes is a proud sponsor of the Burton Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther softball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And congratulations to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all their hard work. Stay current on events by liking the Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
The roof is the most important part of a structure, whether it's your home, office building, garage, or storage building. You can trust DDM Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop to design a long-lasting, great-looking metal roof for whatever you want to build. Metal roofs are durable, fire-resistant, energy-efficient, and can add beauty and style to any structure. Whether you're replacing a roof or choosing one for a new building, DDM offers a wide variety of designs and colors to customize your new metal roof. Find out more at ddmbuildings.com. Or visit their offices in Brenham or Bastrop. Oh, oh, oh.
Lady Panthers softball on KWHI AM 1280 for 101.7. We'll take a look at the starting lineup for the Burton Lady Panthers today. Batting in the leadoff spot, number two, Reagan Raymer, who's going to be today's catcher. Number two will be number 11. That's going to be Callie Pohl, who will be playing at third base. In the three spot, number three, Amaya Williams, our center fielder. In the cleanup hitter, number six, Bailey Glazeman, our pitcher for the day. And number five, number 15, Aaron Huntspin, will be playing shortstop. In the sixth hole, number 12, Jennifer Lopez, playing left field. In the seventh spot, number five, Melanie Wood, our first baseman. Number eight, it'll be Kelsey Holt, the right fielder. And batting at number nine is number one, Abby Dowling, playing second base. Rounding out the roster for the Burton Lady Panthers today, number 16, Kiana Ray. Number 13, Kara Landerquilt. Number 10, Skylar Unger. Number 14, Mariah Carabrahal. Number 18, Haley Heron. Number 17, Katie Whitfield. And number 7, Allie Biggs. And hopefully I didn't butcher those names so much,
Derek. Oh, you got it, buddy. You know, our lineup starts off, Reagan is our spark plug. When she leads off, she gets on. She can steal bases. Pohl has done a very good job of sacrificing and moving her around to get her and score the position for Maya and Bailey and Aaron. All three can hit the ball out of the park on any pitch. Then you get to the bottom of the lineup. Our girls are slapping the ball, which is a big part of the softball now, and they're handling the bat really well. You know, when you can put pressure on that, if it bounces twice and you can beat it out, almost can pick it up and put them down as fast as me and you can and everything. But Amaya, as you're going to see, she has such a quick little smooth swing, but she can hit it a country mile. I teased Aaron. Aaron is one of my pig girls, and I teased her parents last week that she started taking some of that Paline. That's why she hit one out. And Bailey, you know, she's just Bailey. She can drive the ball. She's going to be playing with a little heavier heart today. She lost her grandpa this last week. Doug will be sitting up there watching her. But, you know, anytime a girl loses her grandpa, it's hard. Because that's a special bond, almost like a father and a daughter, as you know you have to them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's going to be out there. She's a gamer, so she's going to step it up, but it'll still be a little bit on her mind. And, you know, maybe that'll give her a little extra juice to throw the ball, and maybe she can jack one out of here for him.
I'll be looking forward to that today. The coaches meet with the umpires at home plate. We're ready to get things going before long, but we'll take a break here from our sponsors. Come back with more Burton Lady Panther softball after this on KWHI.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Etiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
You have the right to choose where you receive your care. At Tradewinds Physical Therapy, a privately owned clinic, they feature an in-clinic heated pool, the very latest medical instruments, and access to gym equipment, giving them the ability to build you a custom treatment plan tailored to your lifestyle and goals at an affordable price. Tradewinds Physical Therapy offers flexible hours and accepts most major insurances. Give them a try with a free no-commitment consultation at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham, or call 421-8500 for more info.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Lady Panthers softball team and are pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this playoff game. Look for Kiki Eggs in your favorite grocer's dairy cakes for something filling but not heavy. Try Kiki Eggs, scrambled, fried, boiled, deviled, poached, or in your favorite recipe. They're extremely good for you and are the freshest eggs in town. Kiki Farm Fresh Eggs, in finer stores and supermarkets. Good luck to the Lady Panthers this playoff season.
Welcome back again, Burton Lady Panthers softball on KWHI, AM 1280 for 101.7. As they're doing the announcements of the players. Just about finished with the Burton Lady Panthers. We'll be announcing the Draw Lady Tigers here momentarily. Again, we thank you for joining us here today for Burton Lady Panthers softball. And I'm going to just a minute here again. Appreciate that, Daryl, for being with me here today. Most of you maybe wonder about that. Doug. Scott's caught a bug this morning. Woke up, he couldn't move. He was sick, couldn't make it today. So the three of us, between me, Josh, and Doug, we are all team players. And one falls down, the other one just steps up and takes the spot. So we wish Doug a speedy recovery, because I'm sure everybody else wants to have him back doing these things.
You're going to be all right, big boy.
No. We'll make it. We'll get a ball game in today.
Yeah, when you put two Dallas Cowboys together, it can't be nothing but good.
I hope so. But we're hoping for a good ball game today. As they announce the Crawl Lady Tigers, as they announce it, we'll take a break. We'll come back and more Burton Lady Panther softball after this on KWHI.
Let's go Burton.
B-U-R-T-O-N.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tilghman Construction and Stegen Tilghman Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tilghman Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tilghman Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, "Go Lady Panthers."
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel, proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or worksite. Go Panthers!
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962. Located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Kenduratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham.
Welcome back. Burton Lady Panthers softball on KWHI, AM 1280 FM 101.7, K269GU FM in Brenham. Craig Montana and Daryl Kiki here in Mumford, Texas, as we have the Burton Lady Panthers taking on the Burton Thrall Lady Tigers here in Mumford. Burton coming out wearing their white jerseys with black pinstripes, red shoulders, red letters, red numbers, black pants, red stockings today. As for Thrall, the white jerseys with purple numbers and letters, black pants, white stockings with the purple trim around them. As we get into the plate, digging in is the leadoff hitter, again, Reagan Raymer, catcher for the Burton Lady Panthers. For Thrall, the pitcher once again is McComey. The catcher is Engelke, your battery. And already Thrall's pitcher doesn't like something.
We got a wristband. Which tell her what pitch to throw.
Pitches, okay.
No, they do this now. They got all of these numbers out and stuff that they can look on their hand instead of just giving belt is bunt, leg is steel, you know.
Audio cues and said, okay. All right, as we flat out right to the right side over the roof and for a very loud strike there for Raymer. Yeah, it was interesting if the pitcher's wearing a wristband, and I guess that they can wear things like that.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. You know, they've done relax this thing a whole lot. They're letting them wear jewelry.
He called just on the outside there for Thrall, 1-1 the count.
They know Reagan likes to bunt. They got the third baseman way in on her shoes. It's a drive one right past her.
It is a hot corner. She hits one that way. As we lined out, Trey center field is going to fall in for a base hit.
Atta girl, Reagan.
Does Raymer. And that was a solid hit out to right into center field. And I didn't help him with my math there, Derek. I'm looking at here. We're in the corners. Right and left is 200 at the foul pole. And it's 200 in dead center.
Yeah.
That is a flat outfield out there.
That's it. That's it. That's, you know, pretty much every softball park is the 200 all the way around. You know, some have the wall, some have the chain link.
We're going to get a bunt and going to pull back on that one. Is outside. Is Callie Pohl in, batting second. Today's third baseman.
Callie needs to do her job here. Push it toward first.
Won the count, and she's going to swear to bunt. She's going to judge. Oh, did not get it. As I said, as she tipped it, got a piece of it, but not enough of it.
Got to give herself up. She's trying to bunt for a hit here. She's got to sacrifice, move that runner around.
And if should be 1-1 count.
Yeah.
He called it 2-1. It's 1-1. There we go, Blue. Around that
there
one.
There you go.
The pitcher just dives in front of the pitcher. She's going to be safe at first base. Everybody's safe.
Atta girl.
I mean, that was pitcher perfect. Right side of the field, just died right in front of the pitcher, and she had to come get it.
Yeah.
That extra second.
That's it. Now the table's set for Maya. She needs a driver. Want to get this started early.
Maya Williams batting third, center field.
Third baseman, you might want to back up, baby. She's not bumped. I hate to tell you.
Let's see. It's going to be swing and a miss. She was out there for a big cut.
She takes a big, big, big swing. Yeah.
Runners on first and second. Nobody out here. Top of the first inning. Third Lady Panthers softball here on KWHI. Maya Williams going to take that one on the outside corner for a strike. 0-2 the count.
Got to relax here, Maya. Just see it leave your back.
What I've seen so far, this pitcher is going to live on that outside corner all day today.
Yep.
She is throwing everything there.
She got a changeup. She might be throwing it here.
That swing and a miss. And, yeah, it looks like that's a little off speed. And Amaya Williams goes down on three consecutive pitches. Only one away, though. They bring up our cleanup hitter, Bailey Glazeman. Tonight's pitcher.
Bailey, you got to pick her up right here. Help yourself. It's a base hit.
Bailey has done that quite a bit this year.
Yes.
It's going to be check swing. She didn't go, and it's going to be on the outside. A little low. Ball one. Runners on first and second. One out here. Burton Lady Panthers. Offering. Here's going to be a foul. Tip into the glove. 1-1 the count.
You can do it, Bailey, a little quicker. Merrill, listen up.
Next pitch up going to be on the outside for a ball again. 2-1.
She's living there, like you said.
Yeah, I mean, she's not brought anything off that corner. It's either going to be on the corner or outside.
As long as we don't start chasing that outside, we're going to be okay.
This pitch may be what she's trying to do.
Yep.
If you want to swing at something, you got to swing at out there. That's going to be driven out to left field. Shallow, the top of the shortstop.
Sounded like it had a little bit more when it left the bat.
It was a solid hit, but it was just off the brown turf towards the shortstop. That's two away, so runners on first and second. Brings up the five-spot hitter, Aaron Huntsman. shortstop of the Burton Lady Panthers.
Come on, Aaron.
The outside for a ball. They can kind of go with that and push something out towards
They're going to have to take it. Yeah, anytime you try to pull it, you're going to hit it off the end of the bat, or they need to drive this in the right center.
Swing and a miss. 1-1 the count.
She's a little deceivingly fast. She's so smooth when she releases the ball. It doesn't look like, and it's jumping up on our girls pretty quick.
That's a called strike. Good job of framing by the catcher on that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that one on the catcher.
Yeah. All right, Aaron, you got a battle here.
1-2. I'm going to get a bit closer up on that plate. Ball low, swing it to third for steal, and they're going to get her out. Rose Raymer had a good jump, but just couldn't get under the tag.
Yeah.
And that's going to retire the side with one runner left on. We've got nothing on the bottom of the second, bottom of the first inning. Back with more after this on KWHI AM 1280 for 101.7.
Conduritol Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conduritol has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conduritol congratulate the Lady Panthers softball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Conduritol thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Lady Panthers softball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Insurance, not something you enjoy buying, but if you ever need it, boy, are you glad you have it. Dahlman & Associates in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahlman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahlman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Burton Lady Panthers softball, KWHI, AM 1280 for 101.7. Greg Montana and Darryl Kiki here in Mumford, Texas, as the Burton Lady Panthers take the field. Thrall Lady Tigers looking to step up to the plate. 1-2-3 is going to be Velasquez, followed by Ingelke and Ashlyn Jurassic. We'll have a roster here for the Thrall. Michaela Velasquez, leadoff hitter. Batting, and also their leading batter, a .442 batting average
leading
on the season.
Red, number 8, Michaela Velasquez.
I'm going to take that back. Velasquez is a .326 batter. Excuse me. It's Ashlyn Jurassic's at the .442. So Velasquez, .326 batter on the season. As again, it's... Your battery is, again, Bailey Glazeman pitching to Reagan Raymer. Reagan blocks the fire, and that's going to be on the inside corner for a call. Strike.
Bailey likes to work inside and everything, and then when she's on, she got the rise ball jumping.
That's going to be flat out to the left. It's going to be fouled. Long, long strike there for Velasquez. Softball bats, they've got kind of a weird sound to them.
They got that hollow sound and everything. It's not that ping like a baseball bat.
You call them the dead bats. So.
But they have them juiced up now, Craig.
That was going to be up high for a ball.
It's a good pitch.
1-2 the count.
go, Bailey. Put her away.
Good one here. Find a corner. Rock and delivery is going to be on that the wing and a miss for strike three. One away.
Nice changeup.
As they get that one around the corner.
It's always good to keep that leadoff hitter off the bases. Normally they're going to have pretty good speed.
Better bring in Ngelke, today's catcher, batting in the two spot, and she's going to take one on the inside for a ball. In a thrall coming fourth in their district, but a tough district as they're sitting. Call strike on the outside corner in that one. Look at the standings. For Thrall. Find some rankings here. Thrall coming in according to these rankings on Max Preps. 320 in the States in the 2A. That's going to be driven up to
charge.
Just
charge.
Died in front of a second baseman. She means face. This is it's a very slow field here, Mumford.
Yeah. That ball just died and just spun there. And
I mean, maybe a little bit of backspin on it when she hit it, but it hit the ground and just didn't move. It didn't go but maybe a couple more inches.
Yeah.
And she had a charge on it and just couldn't get to it in time.
I'm going to have a courtesy runner, number two.
Number two, that's Widener.
Running for the catcher.
So Jurassic, she's one that's coming in with that 442 batting average, leading batter for Thrall. Again, sitting 320. 17, that's Olive State. They're sitting 17, according to Mac Preps, in 2A rankings. Maybe kind of different. That's going to be a ball on the outside for Jurassic.
Get it out of here, girl.
Runner on first and get a nice little double play here for Lady Panther. That's going to be a swing and a miss.
Bailey juiced that up. You could hear the mid pop.
It did. And Raymer popped up too. She was keeping that runner honest at first base.
She likes to throw behind him quite a bit. So don't be surprised
if you got trust in your first baseman, man. Yeah. Go for it.
Yep.
1-1 count. That's going to be flying right in front of Raymer.
That got it.
We're out. Number two. Just a little bit of tip drill for Raymer right behind the plate.
When you bust them inside.
Right off the handle.
Yep.
Now batting number one.
That'll bring two away for Thrall. Runner on first base, bringing in our next batter. That's going to be Lopez, the shortstop. Batting cleanup, and she's swinging a miss, and Raymer does throw behind her, but again, runner's in time. I saw that right. Debbie Lopez leading the team with 8 home runs on the season.
Ooh.
That's going to be a call strike on the outside corner. You're going to get that call, Bailey.
Stay a little further outside. Make her reach.
That a swing and a miss and a strikeout. One runner left on. Nobody scores. Coming to the top of the second inning, Burton and Thrall tied at 0-0. Back and read these words from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Lady Panthers in their quest for state.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
Burton Lady Panther area playoff softball on KWHI AM 1280 for 101.7 Craig Montana, along with Daryl Kiki today, as it's Aaron Huntsman up back up to the plate and bunts one directly into the ground and for a one strike on Huntsman. Next thing on the outside, big kind of a half-hearted swing on that one. Yeah. She didn't want to, but couldn't stop herself. 0-2 the counts for Huntsman.
Quicker hands, Aaron. Quicker hands, babe.
Three ball high. 1-2 the count for Huntsman. Jennifer Lopez in, on deck. Melanie Wood coming up following. That's going to be ball way outside. You see this catcher, she sets up in the middle of the plate, and then right for the delivery, she'll slide right to the outside.
Pretty smooth. Come on, Aaron. Anyway, let's get on, baby.
2-2 counts. That's going to be a swing and a miss. Four strike three, one away here for the Lady Panthers.
Now batting number 12, Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, took into look into Thrall's last game against was it Thorndale?
Johnson City.
Johnson City. Excuse me. Those two games, they all went extra innings. Eight and 11 innings they went those two games.
Man, I can see why this pitcher's going to keep them in the game, just like Bailey's going to keep us. The one that makes the mistake is probably going to be the one that loses.
That's going to be a swing and a miss. I mean, you can't. These balls are they're right on the corner. I mean, they may be, they may not be, but if you want to get a hit, you're going to have to. She's going to make you chase her.
Yeah. J-Lo is right up on that line. She dares him to throw inside.
This is where you would want to be on a pitcher like this today. That's going to be ball low. Maybe should have set up on that one a little bit. Jennifer Lopez. But 0-2 the count, one away here. Lopez, she wants to get a piece of something here. That's going to be dribbler foul. 0-2 the count still. Oh, weird. I mean, yeah, the sound of that bat, I mean, it's just.
Yeah. Just sounds like no pop.
Nothing at all. Give me a minute to get used to that today.
Yeah. Thrall might be throwing a mush ball, too.
That's going to be lined out to center field, but center field underneath it, squeeze it in for the out. Big shot hit for Lopez, but it goes straight to the center fielder on a couple of steps that she had to move. Got to bring in Melanie Wood. Playing first base today, number 5 of the Burton Lady Panthers. Something going here at the bottom of the lineup. Oh, it's a 2 away here, the top of the second inning. 0-0 score. That's going to be ball low, says Blue. And also, which is also kind of right in that inside of that box.
You know, when you have a pitcher working just that outside, you have to be on top of that plate. They're going to have to start going, like you said a while ago, going with this pitch to right field.
And they are. The last couple pieces they've got of it, they've all gone to that right side. There's a little bit behind it still.
I'm sure Coach Zorn picked that up and preached that to him.
You know, just kind of hold off a little bit, just open that bat up just a little bit and push it out there to right field. And swing and a miss for strike two.
No, we got a lot of girls. Aaron had that long, loopy swing.
Uh,
Melanie has that too. And against this girl throwing, they're going to have to shorten this up and be a little quicker.
That's going to be a swing and a miss for strike three. 3-0-3 down for the Burton Lady Panthers. It is still 0-0. Bottom of the second coming up. And these words from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegan Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and get you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Burton Lady Panthers softball, KWHI, AM 1280 from 101.7. Craig Montana, Daryl Kiki here in, again, Mumford, Texas, with this one-game winner-take-all series between the Burton Lady Panthers and the Thrall Lady Tigers. And stepping up into the box is number five hitter, Drosick, playing third base today, and she'll take one on the inside for a ball. As Glazeman rock and fire, get that one on the outside and high,
a little bit high. Come on back all the way back and go get her.
Take that 2-0 the counts. Jurassic, Glazeman, rock and fire. That's going straight down the plates. A little bit of cheese that she's just laid off of. 2-1 the counts.
Got her, Bailey.
Get one thing, maybe you can pull the string on here, and that's going to be hit. It's going to hit her. You can put a runner on first base for the Thrall Lady Tigers.
Now batting number 36, Miley Papani.
Now let's roll it up, girl.
There you go. Once again, anybody tuning in right now for this Burton Lady Panther softball game and missing Doug Brown, he is under the weather, and that's going to be a butt right back to Glazeman. She's going to turn it for two.
Nice
get
job.
Just second base. We get the leadoff runner. It is good.
That's being experienced, knowing what you have to had time to go to second. She bunted the ball a little bit hard back to her. And
yeah, for being like when we saw kind of a slow field, that one had a little bit back to her, but she got all the bunts straight back. And they're going to bring in a courtesy runner for Pacomi, and that's going to be that number
nine.
Walker is our courtesy runner. Once again, Doug Brown under the weather today. He woke up, couldn't make it to the Memphis parade nor this. So next man up, Daryl. I guess doesn't care who sits with him and rides with the car with him.
Come on, man.
Don't
cut yourself short. Yeah, I hope Doug gets feeling better. You know, it's a joy to do it with anybody. Kind of working your tail a little bit today. But, you know, if these pitchers keep throwing the way they're throwing, you might not get into that logger too early.
Well, we'll see about that. This is going to be Key, who's going to be flying out straight to the backstop here. Key, our first baseman. Big hitter, 0-2 counts.
One-away runner on first base for Thrall. Bitter clouds coming in today. Maybe I'm going to take my shades off here in a minute. Sweet ball. Whoa. She's going to take off the second. Right, to make the throw. It's going to be just... It was in time, but just off the mark. Just ever so. Ball came in low off of Glazeman and got out of her glove in front of her, and just enough time for the runner to get there.
She had a chance to throw her out.
That ball would have been just another foot or two to the left, and then she'd have had her.
Yes.
So runner on second base, one out, 1-2 the count here, and that's going to be fouled back off of the net again.
Clouds are going to help the girls out there that, you know, sun's not beating down on them as hard.
What's the sunshine with these overcast days? I mean, yeah. They can get to you.
Yep.
Next delivery is going to be flat out way behind us. I mean, that ball took off in a hurry behind us.
I don't know how gutsy she is. This is a smaller girl. Do you throw that changeup? I probably would stay with the heat because she can't. I mean, she's not catching up to
you. She's under it. So maybe you do with a rise ball. And that's going to get away from Raymer again. And that's going to scoot down to third base for Thrall. Again, I don't know if that one just kind of kicked off the shin guard when she went down, maybe, because it had a weird fly to it when it went off.
All right, we got a bow up here, girls.
2-2 the count, one out for Thrall. That's going to be on the inside. Burton Faithful thinking different things than blue today.
Yep. Come on, Bailey. Her away.
Full count. That's going to be down low. Raymer does be able to dig that one out of the turf. Good runners on the corners. One away here for Thrall at the bottom of the second inning.
Now batting number
Glazeman
24.
Going into the towel to get a little sweat off the ball. Maybe still a little moisture on that turf out there.
Regroup a little bit here.
Bring it in. The eighth batter, this is Bishop, playing left field. And Raymer's going to go talk to Glazeman. Tell everybody to stay.
They're going to have to know what they're going to do right here. Personally, by seeing the way nine ran the bases a while ago, I think if you were gutsy enough to fake this throw, she might run. And we might could get her at the plate. Be gutsy on our part.
We're going to see what the play is. But runners on the corners here.
One out.
I mean, if you can fire one into Glazeman fast enough, there's a chance. That's going to be square for Bunt. She's going to gut, and she is going to just kind of pump fake it. Does Raymer. Runner scoots to second. Runner stays at third. I think the way that ball came off, the way she came out of the stance, if she would have fired it to Glazeman, she might have had a chance to get her back at home.
I think she would have ran.
Raymer's going to step up and give Glazeman a little bit of breathing time. Runners on second and third, one away. 1-0 count here for Bishop. It'll be a ball high for her. 2-0 the count.
Come on, Bailey, find it.
Hey, 43-5. Maybe a little bit.
2-0, she got to come in. Got to watch a bunt right here.
She squares the bunt, but she pulls back, and that's going to be a tapper foul behind the plate.
He helped her out right there. That ball was up.
She was on top of it.
Hey, 14-2. 14-2.
Ball coach.
Out in front, drive through it.
Let's see what 14-2 means.
14-2.
Yeah.
2-1 the count, one away. Runners on second and third for Thrall here. She's going to hang and stay back in that one, making a 3-1 count. She wanted a piece of it, but she was able to hold off.
Top of the order up next. Number seven?
That'd be number nine. Nine hitter coming up. So we're at the bottom of the order. She's going to hang off of that one, too. Ball four in the Ducks on the Ponds. Fourth Thrall here in the bottom of the second inning. One away. Base is loaded. Coach is going to come talk to Bailey. Just kind of get her, and she may be a little bit rattled out there, maybe kind of in her head a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we got a break. Found out that the Burton boys are going to be playing this Thursday at Ballmer Stadium.
Nice. And Brian?
Yes.
Okay, Brian's by Ballmer Stadium. That's been cool for those kids.
They're going to be playing two games on Thursday starting at 4:30. Hopefully we can win two in a row. If not, then we're going to play the third one on Friday there at 4:30.
Okay, so Thursday for two games, possibly game three on Friday?
On Friday, yes.
Okay. Yep. See how it goes. That's next week for Burton Panthers. They're playing Thorndale. All right, so everybody resets from the circle. Glazeman on the mound. We've got the batter for Thrall squaring the butt. She pulls back, and she's going to tap it back to Glazeman. Get it one. She overthrows Raymer.
A one-run will score. Glazen overthrowing Raymer, hit the umpire in the shoulder. And a one-run does score on the E1.
Everything happened that you wanted to happen except for the throw to the plate.
Everything set up perfectly, yeah. And just a little too tall for Raymer. So it was going to be flat out foul to the right side. So it's now 1-0 Thrall on top of the Burton Lady Panthers. Base is still loaded, one away in the bottom of the second inning.
Lead-off batter up, right?
This is leadoff batter. This is Velasquez. And she's going to sky one out to right field. And underneath it, make the grab as a right fielder.
Get it in.
They're going to throw it in. Not in time for a run. We'll score. Make it 2-0, so a sack fly. Not a lot of urgency on that throw back into the field. From Holt. Now we're going to get Coach's
going to say third.
Whether...
Now batting number 12, the catcher, Calvin Engelkeith.
The appeal that she left early at third.
Not the case. Runners on first and second now. That brings in batter two, the second batter in the lineup, Ngelke, in the two-hole playing catcher for Thrall. 2-0. Thrall leading Burton Lady Panthers, but it is two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 the count. That's going to be fouled off to the back on top of the roof and over into the parking lot. And 1-1 the count now for Ngelke. Mason just needs to kind of settle down, take a breath, reset here. That's going to be ball high. Get her team back into the dugout. That way she can kind of focus herself a little bit. That's going to be fouled off to the right side again.
Two and two.
2-2 the count. I mean, they're underneath everything that she's throwing, so she gets something just a little bit on the high, maybe they'll get them to chase something out of the zone here.
Hey,
she does!
Good
for
call.
Strike three, I'm telling you.
You the man.
I know a few things.
Yeah, you do, big dog. You got this. Don't cut yourself short.
The damage was done to the Burton Lady Panthers, though. Thrall gets a couple of hits, leaves a couple of runners on base, but two runs, two scores, 2-0 for all on top of the Burton Lady Panthers. Top of the third coming up after this on KWHI AM 1280 from 101.7.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Welcome back. Burton Lady Panthers softball on KWHI AM 1280 for 101.7. Burton Lady Panthers behind in on the scoreboard right now, but it's only the top of the third inning. They got plenty of time to get something going here, and we'll start off with the number eight spot with Kelsey Holtz. Number eight, right fielder for the Burton Lady Panthers. I think we've got, is she a lefty?
Yes. These next two are lefties. You're going to see some bunting or slapping here. 8-9-1 coming up. They scouted as well. See how the shortstop is so close in also.
And she is. And she puts a bunt down in the third base and was on top of the plate whenever she made that field. Yeah. And there's nothing she could do. I mean, she bunted it in the third base and was.
She's right there in her shoes.
Yeah. And she's going outside of it again. Yeah. She threw that on the outside of the plates. Yeah.
This pitcher's smart. She's thrown a lot of ball.
And again, third baseman, and she is up playing that hot corner tight. And take a strike on the outside corner. She was trying to get a little slap, but I don't think you might get one with a pitcher like this.
Abby's pretty good about, though, kind of lining it. So she might can line this over the third baseman's head.
Call ball. If she can just kind of pooch it out there a little bit and just drop it in.
Yep.
1-1 the count. One away here in the top of the third inning. That's going to be a swing and a miss for strike two. And again, she didn't have all of it into that one. That was
ball was in the mitt when she swung.
Ooh, and that's going to be on the outside. That was almost on the chalk on the other side. I say chalk, the white grass turf.
Close enough.
It's white turf.
Yeah, it's chalk. Just not going to fly it.
Catch. That one was close.
I tell you, that fool lump, he was looking outside too.
3-2 the count.
Come on, Abby. Need you on.
You have to be aggressive. If it's close, you're going to have to get something on this one.
I think if this is close, he's going to ring her because he knows he missed that one.
That's going to be over. Right and popped over the base and a fair ball.
Nice job.
Again, great job there from Abby Dowling.
He called it out of the box.
He called it out of the box. Did he really? All right. So, two away now.
Now batting number two.
Great hit. I mean, the ball went right into the bag.
Yeah. And, she did everything right except for.
She might have been able to turn two out of that one as well because they didn't. The shortstop and the third baseman couldn't find that ball when it popped out of the bag. And we're gonna, that was high. Yeah. That was awfully high.
Yeah. I think, Zach just asked him nicely. You know, you can't be that kind of a blue.
That's going to be a swing and a miss. Reagan Raymer in the box here. She's going to 0-2 count here, two away.
Come on, Reagan, you can do this. Get mad.
And Raymer, she's going to get in into that chalk two on the inside of the plate. She's going to take one. She's going to dribble that one over the shortstop. Field up cleanly and over to first and just gets her out by half a step. So it's a 1-2-3 inning for Thrall as they lead the Burton Lady Panthers 2-0. You're coming to the bottom of the third after this on KWHI AM 1280 for 101.7.
Let's go Burton.
B-U-R.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
Spring is in the air, and that means I'm here to help you spring into a good night's sleep with Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy. Are your mattress springs giving you a hard time? Stop by my store and check out some of our reliable brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. We have everything from cooling technology to just good old-fashioned comfort. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
Burton Lady Panthers softball, KWHI AM FM 101.7 on this Saturday afternoon. Craig Montana, Daryl Kiki here. And again, the gorgeous complex of Mumford, Texas. And I believe we called a baseball game here last year.
Yeah, we did. Yes, we did. Thorndale.
Yeah, Thorndale game. Yeah, that was, again, a great complex here. And, yeah, you know, 45-minute drive. You can't answer any more than that.
No.
We need the playoffs, so I'm going to drive that far. Not like Sabine Pass last night.
Yes, sir.
I would have not have wanted to do that one. I think I'd have been sick if I had to do that game last night. Bailey Glazeman puts on her mask, steps onto the rubber in the circle, and will bring up Thrall. That's going to be ball on the outside. And for Thrall, that brings up Ashley Jurassic.
We need a quick inning here, Bailey.
Leading hitter for Thrall. And that's going to be fouled off to the backstop. One counts here in the bottom of the third inning for regulation
seven-inning game. Seven. Yes, sir.
Ball low and outside there. We're right in between of glasses, sunglasses and no sunglasses. So the sun is playing a little bit with the clouds today. That's going to be flied out to the right field. Coming in to get it is Holt. She squeezes
nice
it
job.
For the outs.
Job, Kelsey.
She was on her horses because she had to run a long way to get that one.
Ball kind of hung up there nicely for her, too.
Now coming to the plate, number one, the shortstop, Desi Lopez.
Desi Lopez. Cleanup hitter for Thrall. Again, leads the team with 8 home runs on the season.
Small girl, too.
She's going to be fouled that one off to the backstop.
She must have got one of them juiced up bats like I always tease Amaya's dad about. Get them juice bats, probably got some foam or tennis balls like when we used to play. Yeah. We'd cut that off and put that in there.
Yeah, nobody ever did that. Nobody does that.
Yes, they did.
We didn't do that in Somerville, let me say. At least I'm not going to tell anybody that we did. Another one flat off to the backstop here. 0-2 the count for Lopez. And again, they're underneath it, so if Glazeman can get one up to the strike zone, maybe get her to chase something. She'll get another strikeout here. She's sitting on
way up in 0-2. Don't give her nothing good.
That's going to be down over to the shortstop and just going to throw it over to the fence. So she's going to dig for two and be in stand-up double in for Lopez. That ball is a little low in the zone. I couldn't see. I just kind of went through her legs over her glove.
Went right underneath her glove.
Under the glove.
She came up on it.
Blue kind of blocked me a little bit on that one.
She hit that ball hard. Way too good a pitch for 0-2.
This hard hit ball is getting a little lower in the zone.
Got to work them corners or up.
Now to bring in Jurassic. We got hit by a pitch in her last at bat. And she's going to take that one. It's like on the outside corner. One away. Runner on second base for Thrall as they lead Burton Lady Panthers 2-0 here in the bottom of the third. Thanks for joining us here today for this Burton Lady Panther area round playoff game. And that's going to be another call strike on the outside corner. Maybe figuring if it's good enough for them, maybe it's good enough for me.
That's right. Way ahead again, Bailey. Come on.
That's when you try to get him to chase something here out of the zone a little bit. And that's going to be popped up and, oh, just trapped by the third baseman. She would just hit another 3 inches and make the catch, but put runners on the corners. That flied up to the third baseman, but just not enough reach on
it. And would have had an easy double play, too, because the runner ran.
Oh, yeah, runner was standing on the second when she trapped that ball. That'll be Pacomi, the pitcher, coming into the box. Runners on the corners. Let's see.
You got to bring the infield in the way that girl is pitching.
If Thrall's going to be aggressive on this one. Bunner right back to Glazeman. She's going to look her back at third, make the throw, and she is safe.
I'm going to look her and get the out, baby.
Would have been a sure out at second, but she might have scored if she'd have gone to second. So. That's going to put bases loaded for Thrall. Walker's going to come in and pinch run for the pitcher. Gee, the first baseman to be up to bat. They're one away, bases loaded again for Thrall here in the bottom of the third inning. And that's going to be slapped in between short and third. One run's going to score. And then going to get back up and to Glazeman. The overthrow of Glazeman, the Reimer there to make the stop. Make it 3-0. Thrall on top. Bases still loaded. One away here in the bottom of the third. That was just a solid hit in between second and third and short there. Brings up left fielder Bishop.
Still got one out.
There is one away here. Bases loaded for Thrall. She's going to hit one fly out over the backstop into the cutter.
Girls, we got to make a play here. Got to stop the bleeding.
Something else to kind of die here in the infield, and you get a shot to... Turn two. That's going to be fouled off to the backstop as well. 0-2 the count, or just, you know, again, try to get them to chase something out of the zone.
Yeah.
With an 0-2 count, be aggressive.
You need a strikeout here. You're going to have time at the plate. You got to come. It's Aaron something. And them have to come in. We have to get the run at the plate.
Off for beating, kind of pull the string out from underneath it. And that's going to be flat out left side foul. You're going to put that one up a little bit.
Yeah.
Let that one.
Still 0-2. Too good a pitch. Make her chase you.
Yeah, the 0-2 count. You want to get on the corner up high somewhere. Yeah. They may go. It's going to be way outside. Raymer just had enough glove to leather to catch that one.
You can
1-2
do it,
count. You get a little rise ball out of the zone here. Get her to chase it. It's going to be loud. Down low. And
good spot.
Scooped out by Raymer.
I'll take that change up. Now you got to set up, blow this ball by her. Get that outside corner.
That's going to be over. Fouled to the left side. Go in front of that one. Scoreboard says 2-2 counts.
Hey, trust yourself, trust your hands.
Thrall puts one in this inning so far. Again, bases still loaded. 2-2 the count, one away here. And that's going to be flat out to the left side, foul once again. That one was up and she chased it, but was still a little bit ahead of it. It's maybe something on the outside over there, going to chase it on that side.
If it's 2-2, she still might be able to throw that change up now.
That's going to be flat out, back to backstop.
The girl's battling here.
She is battling, and she's making Glazeman work here.
Yep. Tried to get her inside. You try to get her outside. I think you throw the change up here.
2-2 count delivery is going to be up high for a ball.
Nowhere to go with her, Bailey.
Put it on the outside corner. If you're going to miss, just barely miss. That's going to be grounded off to the shortstop. She's over to home for Raymer for the out, over to the first base, and not in time.
Good play here.
But still, bases loaded, but you get the leadoff run, no yep. run scores.
Two outs now.
That's Huntsman with get that one cleanly fielded.
Now batting number seven, Melena Griffin.
Got to bring in the number nine at batter, Grissom, right fielder for Thrall. Two away, bases loaded. She squares the bunt. She's going to pull back, and she's going to she thought about it. She was loading up those hands, but didn't pull the trigger.
Trying to make Bailey lose focus when they take it. She's not bunting.
And just going to hit her in the back. And the elbow. Oh, that was an elbow she caught with that one. And so that'll put a run in. And caught the funny bone. Never nothing funny about that.
No.
So Raymer's going to bring the infield in and just kind of talk to Lazeman.
Well, this gives us time to talk a little bit. Paige Fritsch, she would have been the starting second baseman and second pitcher that we had. She hurt her meniscus playing volleyball, so she's out for the year and everything. So this is Bailey's game. We don't have anybody else to throw. Paige did a great job as a freshman last year. Heard the combination, her and Bailey. But this is Bailey's game. She's got to refocus now. But, you know, with Paige in a small school, can't lose an athlete like that. It hurts. And Allie Biggs, she's a senior. You know, Paige is a sophomore. She still has 2 years left to wear this red and white. Allie's a senior. She hurt her shoulder and had to have surgery on it. But her being a senior, you know, this being her last year to wear the red and white, you know, it's hard to lose two good players like that.
It is. Again, like you mentioned, small towns, you know, your crop of kids is limited.
Yeah.
And
don't take it wrong, guys. Abby has done a great job at second and everything. We just, you know, from a pitching standpoint, you have to have two pitchers.
That's going to be popped up to right outside the circle. Almost the shortstop Huntsman had it in her glove, and the ground just made it pop out of her hands, able to corral it. But it would have been, that would have been Sports Center. That would have been a Sports Center snag right there. But instead, runners are safe. One run scores, makes it 5-0.
You know,
all on top.
When it's going your way, that little bloop like that, the little bloop, the third, you don't have a.
Coach is going to go talk to Blue about something. I don't know what he's going to ask her about. And that's when she caught her down. She didn't. I mean, it was in her glove.
Yeah.
But how long, you know, are they going to discuss how long she had it for?
See, my girl Erin had to do a better sale job there. She got to come up like she got it in her hand. And I caught it. I caught it to make them believe it. Like last night, we teased about a play at first. Our runner was safe, and I was teased and tossed her. They should send it here to New York. They should send it to us here at New York, and I'd say she caught it.
What did he say?
I didn't understand that. I thought he said nonsense, but I can't hear neither.
Couldn't hear what he said. He said something, but everything stays the same, so it was not a catch. Whatever he said, it wasn't a catch.
It's Dan. Two outs here, girls. Let's get out of here. Atta girl.
Called strike. And still bases loaded. We're also three runners across this inning. Two away here with the 0-1 counts.
Two.
So another call on the outside corner. That's going to be, this is Ngelke, the catcher, at the bats. 0-2 count. swing and to get you out of the inning on the outside corners, which you've been needing to go. But again, damage done as Thrall leaves three runners on base. Scores three runs. It is 5-0. Thrall on top. Come back with the top of the fourth inning after these messages from our sponsors.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile congratulate the Lady Panthers softball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help get you the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Larry Poppy Construction specializes in residential custom homes, so you know you will get exactly what you want when you go at Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. That number again was 277-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy of Poppy Construction are proud to support the Burton Lady Panthers softball team, and we'll see you out at the games. Larry Poppy Construction says go Panthers all the way to state.
It is Lady Panther playoff softball on KWHI, AM 1280, K269 GUFM in Brenham. Craig Montana along with Daryl Kiki over in Mumford, Texas, as the Thrall Lady Tigers lead Burton 5-0 here into the top of the fourth inning. Again, you're down 5-0, but still a lot of time yet that Burton can kind of settle down a little bit. Don't look at the scoreboard and just kind of play their game. They can come back into this.
Right here, you got the heart of your order of 2, 3, 4. You have to get Cole has to get on some way somehow, and then Amaya and Bailey and Aaron, they have to hit this ball.
It's Callie Cole on the in the box. 0-1 the count. That third baseman again. She is crashing.
Yeah.
Down every time.
Yeah, she's taking away that bunt. What Callie likes to do, she's going to have to, if she's going to bunt, going to have to push this toward first.
And just outleg it.
Yes.
1-1 counts. That's going to be a swing and a miss. That one came back on the inside a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit of movement on that one, which we haven't seen much of. One-two count for Callie Pohl here in the top of the fourth inning. That's going to be down.
Tried to show her that changeup. Yeah,
dribble down into the catcher's glove. Again, want to make mention, just tuning in with us today, you're looking to, where's Doug Brown at? Doug is sick. Doug doesn't feel good. So they brought the other guy in. I'm just a warm seat filler, man.
You're doing tremendous, big boy.
Be another ball on the outside. 3-2 count. Full up.
Come on, Callie. We need you on.
Poor Pohl. If she can get something, don't chase if you don't need to. But if it's there, you got to be aggressive. Can't leave too many of them sitting out there. That's going to be a swing and a miss. And well behind that one was Pohl for one away.
Now coming to the plate, number 3, Amaya Williams.
Amaya Williams, center fielder. Coming in, she crushed one pretty good earlier, but right to the center fielder. They shoot a little bit later on that one over in that gap between right and center. She had run for days on that hit, and that's going to be another one. Right up the gap to the shortstop, though. Had good movement.
I thought it was a base hit too.
That shortstop just had.
She's smooth.
She's so quick in that shuttle.
Yeah.
Over there.
Yeah, she's smooth.
No way she'd have got there, but she did.
No, I thought that ball was easily a base hit.
Yeah. And that was right up the gut, but nonetheless, that was that Desi Lopez. Two away now for Burton. That's going to be right down the pipe. Again, kind of brought that back inside a little bit. Maybe caught Glazeman.
Yeah.
Because I don't think anybody expected that pitch.
No.
What does her? Back to the outside ball, 1-1 the count.
You know, that young lady in the circle, she She's very good, and she's having fun. She wears a smile all the time. You know, being on the opposite side, I would say let's knock that smile off of there.
That's going to be over the third baseman, fielded right cleanly right over, but it's going to be off the glove of the first baseman. And they're going to call that one an E5 because that one's in the dirt or in the brown turf.
That might be the break we needed. Aaron could just barrel up.
Bailey Glazen getting on base on the air.
Number 13.
And she had time for the throw, but just maybe rushed a little bit and put it into the turf.
Number 13 is going to be the courtesy runner.
That's Kara Landerquilt. Landerquilt?
This girl got some speed, Craig. If Aaron hits a gap, she will score.
Well, Aaron Huntsman also had a big hit earlier. She just couldn't get anything with it, so we'll see what the Huntsman can do with this one. She's going to fly that one off to the right side. Foul. Bring it count to 0-1.
Come on, Aaron. We need a shot right here.
Yep. Burton, I tell you, they've been hitting the ball squarely. They've been hitting it solid, but they've just been hitting when
right at
the ball's just getting to it.
Yeah.
That's going to be a swing and a miss. Big cut for Huntsman, but a little behind it. 0-2 the count.
Come on, pig girl. You see it. Let's go.
What did you call her?
Pig girl.
Pig girl. That's not nice.
Nah, that's my pig girl.
Okay.
She's all right. Her mama ain't going to kill me.
She just, down to second for the steal is Glazeman. And not in time.
All right, Aaron. There she is. Come on, pick her up.
There you go. 0-2. 1-2, excuse me, that was a 1-2 count, 2 away. Glazeman trying to get something going here. Send it on second base.
Shorten that swing up, Aaron. Lay it out there.
Choke up, step up to the box, and see what we can do with this one. If you can get that over to the right field somewhere.
Please.
That one is going to be on the outside, the courtesy there of Mumford. Pass us by the water here, and yes, sir, we'd appreciate that. Thank you to Mumford ISD for that. Hey, over right
get
here.
In there.
It's going to fall in for one, and it's going to be in for the safe. Is once again, that was Vanderbilt. I tell you, I don't think I'd let a lot of see her slide in for that one because it was so close.
I'm not going to lie to you. I thought he was going to ring her up.
For Natsu, because it was bang, bang at the plate, and she didn't slide, I thought for sure. But nope, he called her safe, and that's going to be a big hit for Huntsman.
That looks like a screaming line drive to right. We'll take it. Atta girl.
Again, that was Landrico scoring from second base. We've got to Jennifer Lopez digging into the box here, and she's going to take that one. Ooh, big, big cut for her.
All right. See it, J-Lo. See it. She's a comedian on the team. Craig, she gets hit almost every game, and then she laughs about it.
Hey, take one for the team, right? And that's going to be another one. We're going to try to steal. Oh, she kind of stumbled a little bit.
Oh.
She stumbled about 3 or 4 times down there.
That's when you say you're better to be lucky than good.
Good husband. And again, not sliding into the bag either.
She was too busy falling down. Oh, shoot. Come on, J-Lo.
I think she got such a good jump. I think she surprised herself on that one. Lopez, she's going to take swing. They're going to go down third again, but they're going to 3 outs. That swing made it 3 outs. So Burton does put something on the board. Make it respectable here as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning as they leave one runner stranded. Score one run. It is a 5-1 Thrall on top back. We hear these messages from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
Go fight win, Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther softball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And congratulations to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all their hard work. Stay current on events by liking the Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
This is Burton Lady Panther playoff softball on KWHI, AM 1280 from 101.7. I'm Craig Montana filling in for the ailing Doug Brown today. As Daryl Kiki with me, my cohort in all things Burton. Appreciate you stepping up for a long night last night, making the drive here today.
You know, this is fun. This is fun to do, Burton. You know how much I care and Burton means to me. This is just a blast. Now, if I can pull these girls through, it'll even be more fun.
That's it. As we've got in the box right now, this is Desi Lopez, the number four hitter playing shortstop, and she kind of fouled that one back off into the face mask of Raymer a while ago.
I bet she never blinked either.
And excuse me, I'm sorry, this is Jurassic. Excuse me, this is Jurassic in for Ash Jurassic, number three hitter. Ooh, that one. She wanted to chase after that one high, but able to hold back.
Made that one jump.
2-1 counts for Ash Jurassic. That's going to be flat out to left field, back, and that's going to be off the wall. Jurassic digging for two, and she's going to stay there, thinking for three, and no. That was solid, hard hits to left center off the wall.
She didn't miss that one by much.
No. I mean, that may have been about 3-4 inches from that yellow stripe up there.
Yeah.
She got all of that one, and they're going to...
They don't have the 6-foot wall there. If you have chain link, my friend,
yeah,
that's a home run.
Oh, yeah. You betcha. And now that's a runner on the second base. Standing double there for Jurassic. That'll bring in Lopez. Desi Lopez, shortstop. We've got, again, 5-1 thrall on top of the Burton Lady Panthers here in the bottom of the fourth. That's going to be popped up to the third baseman, and she's going to get under it and squeeze it in for the out. And that'll make...
Good job, Paul.
Also, Jurassic stay at second base, and she looked back and she wanted to make her make that throw. All right, one away here for Thrall as a ring it in. It'll be Bree Jurassic.
She got a hit a while ago, didn't she?
She got hit by a pitch. She's been on twice. She has been on base twice. So, yeah, she must have got hit, but she did take a pitch off her backside in the first inning.
That's nice
a
pitch.
Good pitch there for a strike.
Come on, Bailey, you can do this.
Once cross, one ball, one strike, one away here.
There you go.
That's a big call. Strike. Good job, Raymer.
Stay right there.
Getting that ball right there on the corner. 1-2 count for Bree Jurassic.
Set this a little further outside.
Don't come inside. Must be her sister over on second. Ash Jurassic, and that's going to be a dribbler over to second base. She's going to stop it over first for the out. Moves right over to third, but that's two away for Thrall here in the bottom of the fourth, and Glazen can get out of this little
jam. Show something cooking.
We don't want to give up a run here.
That'll bring up the pitcher for Cormie, Miley Pacomi. Coach is talking to her and Blue about something.
He was telling Blue that he wanted to talk to the talk to his batter, and Blue thought he wanted to talk to him.
All right, let's go. Be aggressive right now in this first one.
All right.
Hit it right here. Let's go.
Whaley comes in, toeing the rubber. Rocking fire. That's going to be over. Foul to the right side. A pretty solid hit. Strike there. 0-1, 2 away. Runner on third. Baseman needs to just worry about this batter here at the plate, get her out, and go back in the dugout. That's going to be over to the right side. Foul. Way foul over the fence.
Way ahead now, Bailey.
She's ahead of the count. Pacomi is a little behind her, so yeah. She can get just a little bit more. Up high, and that's going to be over the short stuff. Foul ball over the first baseman.
Good call.
That ball was over the line. And she's behind her. If you get something that she can't quite catch up to.
Yep.
Come on, let's go.
Again, fouled off to the right side. He's been here to work her a little bit.
Yeah.
We're going to get that one on the inside a little bit and see what we can do there. And that's going to be inside, but she laid off of it.
Good spot.
Maybe a little bit high for 1-2 the counts.
I'd come right back there with that. She's looking outside.
Let's see how behind she is. On her swing, that's going to be high again. She's loading up. 2-2 the count, evening it up. 2-2, two away. Runner on third base. The Thrall leading 5-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Oh. I'm embarrassed for myself, Daryl.
Did you flinch?
I flinched a little bit. I'm embarrassed. I'm going to admit that one.
Sorry. They can't see it on the radio.
That's all right.
Say you were solid as you caught it through the net.
The softball it's just bigger than a baseball. Yeah. You know, it's so intimidating. And he's gonna call that one a ball the inside.
That was a good pitch there too.
Burton Faithful again making their thoughts known. Full count. 2-8 Glazen, get this one in here. Loud off to the right side again.
This young lady handles the bat pretty well.
She's working that count. She's working Glazen.
Come on, Bailey. You can do it.
You can do something she can't get a hold of here, and that's going to be she trying. The ball to
come in.
Coming over to Glazen, and she's going to be under the tag to score a run. It was ball fourth that moves the runner over to first. I mean, Coach Robert, he's going to do everything he can to get the call, but...
Yeah, he's not going to give him nothing.
Blue's going to ask, I guess, he asked third base. Third base didn't say anything. But,
I mean,
in all honesty, it looked like she was under that tag to me,
yeah.
too. So,
yeah.
You'd hope it go your way, just, but it doesn't hurt to ask.
No.
Sometimes people see something different.
Yeah. And he did it the right way. He didn't go out there bowed up and stuff.
But not much has been going.
No, it's
Burton's way today.
No, sir.
That's going to be a swing. They're going to throw down to first behind the runner. And not a clean dig out of the turf on that one. 0-1 the count. This is going to bring up their next batter, which is Gee, the first baseman. Two-way here, runner on first base for Thrall. That's going to be way out of the zone, and they're going to the backstop, and that's going to scoot right over to second base, and that's a courtesy runner again. That's
number nine,
Walker, courtesy running there for the pitcher.
Third time in a row.
Tell you that one. That one came right at me. I didn't move.
You did not. You were solid as a rock.
Veins, I'm telling you.
You saw it right into your face.
I did. I would have caught it with my face if that net hadn't been there.
He gave us one there. Now Thrall is whining.
A little disgruntled here. That's going to be fouled off again to the Nets. I'll tell you, if Raymer doesn't work out, she's getting a workout today. She's
a go-getter. She's a great kid, and she hates to lose. And you know, she's one of them players that every team wants to have.
1-2 count, two-way runner on second base, and that's going to be down in the dirt. The turf, excuse me. I do like how his turf and the umpire keeps going wiping off the little rubber beads off the plate.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the outside, not going to give her that call. 3-2 the count.
Focus, Bailey. You can do this.
Raymer moved the body just a little bit too much on that one. I thought she might have got it. You're such an art to frame and pitches. And that's going to be a ball four. Putting runners on first and second. Two away still for Thrall. And then batting for a bit yet today. There we go. Wiping the rubber beads off the plate. That'll be number 24, Bishop, Adeline Bishop.
Number 8 batter in the lineup.
Raymer back out to the rubber to talk to Glazeman.
She could tell Bailey was a little flustered on that. Yeah.
And Lou walking out there and telling him to come out. Let's go.
Adeline Bishop.
Like he had a little bug there to hear what she said, because I know it was probably something pretty comical.
2-way runners on first and second. That's going to be flied out to left field and falling down. This left fielder, they're going to clear the bases for two runs to score, a stand-up double for Bishop. And that was flied out again to the wall. And Lopez just was on her horses, but just turf monster caught her, and she fell down. Trying to get there.
It's like she hurt her knee or her back.
She can shoot, yeah. It was like she turned and was just falling as she turned, so who knows?
Yeah.
But looks like she's okay. She's not calling for nobody. She's not
smiling, though. Usually when she's okay, she's smiling.
That'll make it 8-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Thrall, Leighton, Burton.
Let's go, 7.
As that brings up Grissom to put one into the netting final plate. Number 7, Grissom, Melania Grissom. Squares the butt, gonna pull it back. That's kind of her MO for batting. And they're still also being aggressive on the bases.
Yep.
As Bishop it down at second, and she's getting good jumps. That's gonna be over in between first and second for a base hit. He's gonna send around to score as Bishop throw comes in, and not gonna be in time.
Make it 9-1. Thrall on top of Burton. Coach going to come out and talk to Glazeman. Well, I thought he was. He can talk to Kramer. He's going to ask him. I'm not sure what he's talking to Blue about. But 9-1 Thrall leading Burton, bottom of the fourth inning once again. Two away. This has just been a two-out rally for Thrall here in this inning. Runner sitting on first base. That's going to bring him to the top of the order, too, Velasquez.
I don't know what he could have been arguing on that one about.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because the throw
was offline.
Wasn't even close to the plate.
No.
Now we got to start worrying about.
Unless he was asking if the runner touched the plate, because maybe she was. I mean, she didn't get all the plates when she came in. I mean, she could have missed it, but I don't think she did. Either that, or maybe, you know, got to give Glazeman a little time to breathe there, reset and regroup herself. She just needs one out to get out of this inning.
Yeah.
Two outs once again in the bottom of the fourth still. Runner on first base for Thrall. It is Velasquez. And Raymond's going to throw behind the runner and safely into the bag. Michaela Velasquez. 0-1 the count. She's going to take that one on the inside. Making it 1-1. Burton Lady Panther softball, KWHI, AM 1280 from 101.7. On the outside, call that one for a strike. Just catching enough that black was Glazeman.
Come on, Bailey, finish this.
Give credit to Raymer for just moving the glove where it needed to be. 1-2 count. That's going to be a swing and a miss. And that's going to retire the side, but after a four-run score for the Thrall Lady Tigers, leading one runner on base, quite a few hits they had. It is 9-1 coming to the top of the fifth. Burton coming to bat after this on KWHI, AM 1280 for 101.7.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Lady Panthers softball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Welcome back, Burton Lady Panthers softball on KWHI, AM 1280 from 101.7. Craig Montana along with Daryl Kiki in Mumford, Texas. Again, is Burton Lady Panthers taking on the Thrall Lady Tigers for area round softball action. Thrall is on top 9-1 as it was a 0-0 ball game in the first inning, but after that, it has been all Thrall. Thrall puts on the 2 in the second inning, 3 in the third, and 4 in this last inning. Burton did get a run across in the top of the fourth, and they need to get some runs across here pretty quick this afternoon, as we're going to have stepping into the plate is going to be number 5, Melanie Wood, first baseman. If I'm not mistaken, she had a pretty good hit earlier in the game.
That's right. We gotta get base runners here. We could get to the top and middle.
Be down low. You were talking earlier, Burton kind of plays a little bit of that small ball. And Thrall's really taking that away with all the right-handed hitters. That third baseman is crashing down and taking that whole move away.
You know, you got to be not scared to get in their shoes is what we call it. And this third baseman, She's in our girl's shoes.
Tall strike on the outside corner. 2-1 count.
I'm not going to take nothing away from this pitcher. She's good. She keeps the ball on the outside. Blue's giving it to her because she's hitting it every time.
Yeah.
Hats off to her.
And that's going to be chased well out the zone for a strike. It is Wood, 2-2 the count. And again, yes, this is a pitcher of Pacomi. She came in. She's living down that corner, and she is.
Yeah. And we're chasing.
She is thriving today.
She can throw this a foot outside, and we're going to chase it.
As we foul, tip back to a little change of really that she pulled the string on that one, and Wood just got enough of it.
I don't know what them little bugs are.
I don't know if they're gnats or I don't know.
They gave us mosquito spray last night. First thing the guys from down there said, y'all got some spray.
We gonna miss on the outside.
Me and Doug.
Or out one.
Yeah, me and Doug said, what kind of spray? They said, mosquitoes get bad here at dark.
Really? Well, on the coast, I bet.
Let's go, Hope.
Got to bring in, Kelsey Holtz. Right fielder, one away here. And she's going to hit a slap hit, but getting on the outside and low for a ball. Yeah. And Holtz, I believe, she had a good hit earlier. Holtz had the hit that they called her out of the box. Is it Woods?
Abby Downing, the next batter.
Next batter, yeah. Downing.
Yes.
Be a call ball on the outside. She get one that she get a hold of and pop it over that third baseman's head. That left-handed spin, she might run for days. A little behind it when you're going to slap it. You have to start a little bit sooner than that. She gets one. Not quite able to make contact with that one. 2-2 the count. One away here in the top of the fifth inning. That's a swing and a miss on the strikeouts for Pacomi. And Thrall now with, putting two away the Lady Panthers here.
Now coming to the plate, number one, Abby Dowling.
That'll be Abby Dowling again. Dowling had a monster hit in the last inning, but out of the box on the swing.
She can't think about that, about having to stay in the box, because then you're probably 2 seconds late on what you're trying to do, and she just got to go with it.
That's the thing. When you're in that batter's box, you really – if you think.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, there's no thinking. It is all instinct in that box.
Abby just got to do what she does here. Just let the hands flow.
1-0 the counts. That's going to be a swing and a miss. And this pitcher, she's got a big smile on her face every time she walks back to the rubber.
Yeah.
Even if she misses outside on the ball.
Yeah.
She's enjoying herself today. 1-1 the count, two away, and we're going to get a piece of that one right to the third baseman, who drops it and over to first, and she's got can't make the handle either. So an E5 on that one for Dowling. I hit it right to the third baseman, but she, that hot corner just kind of ate her up a little bit.
Yeah. No, you don't have much time as close as she's playing.
No.
Come on, Reagan. Let's go with two.
Reagan Raymer, leadoff hitter, steps into the box. Two away, runner on first base. And Reagan Raymer, not sure if she's a power hitter or not, but if she can crank one here today, it would help the cause of her pitcher, Glazeman.
She's more of that gap-type hitter, beat it and run fast.
Well, there you go. There's a big gap in between second and right field right now.
Yeah, get that gap. Go shopping. Ain't that how the girls say go shopping at the gap?
Yeah. Why not?
I heard that before.
Good, kid. There you go.
I mean, if it, I hope it is because it's beautiful.
Yeah, she could hit it out there.
I love that.
Could run for days. And you got speed at first.
Oh, right. I mean, she had that one.
That was nasty.
Yeah.
I take my hat off there. That was nasty.
That ball moved back on the inside, the middle of the plate, and just froze Raymer.
Yeah. Now she can throw pretty much what she wants because what are you going to look for?
Yeah. She's showing that I can do other things. That's going to be wide out to the right side. Raymer still going to battle for it.
Now you got to think she's going to come back with a change up here. Come on, Reagan, you can do it.
1-2 count, two away here in the top of the fifth inning for the Burton Lady Panthers, and she's going to take that one. There's Steele down to second, but she got her in time on that one.
That we down 9-1, Buck.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's supposed to be a hit and run or. But Dowling stole second and just couldn't quite make it. So it was one runner on base, no runs. And it's still 9-1 Thrall on top of the Burton Lady Panthers. Bottom of the fifth coming up for Thrall after this on KWHI AM 1280 for 101.7.
Tegeler Toyota in Burnham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Lady Panthers softball team and are pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this playoff game. Look for Kiki Eggs in your favorite grocer's dairy cakes for something filling but not heavy. Try Kiki Eggs, scrambled, fried, boiled, deviled, poached, or in your favorite recipe. They're extremely good for you and are the freshest eggs in town. Kiki Farm Fresh Eggs in finer stores and supermarkets. Good luck to the Lady Panthers this playoff season.
Welcome back, Burton Lady Panther softball on KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7. As Raymer throws out a second, but pegs a laser on the shoulder.
Kind of the way the game is going.
And everybody just a little off, and Raymer goes to say, "Hey, sorry about that, girl." Give a big hug, big smiles, and it just slipped out of my hands. But there has been a change for Burton. Jennifer Lopez moved out of left field. She may have something. Coach Byer just brought her out just in case.
I think she hurt her back. But
so they put it'll be Kira Landerquilt. It'll be into left field for Jennifer Lopez. Playing left field, and I guess I'm going to put her in that sixth spot to bat still, too. So for Thrall, we're coming in. This is going to be... I'll catch a number on this batter here. We'll get to that in a minute. On the outside, number 12 for Thrall. That's going to be Ngelke. Second batter, playing catcher. And fortunately for Burton, Thrall only needs two runs. Put this one to bed. That's going to be fouled off to the left side. And move on to the next round. The way things are going, we'll see. But DeBert needs to kind of put a stop to it real fast. It's going to be way on the outside for ball three for Glazeman.
We can get out of this in without two runs. Got the top of the order up there.
You can see it in Glazeman. She's got her shoulders kind of hunched when she walks back to the circle. She's not. There's going to be right back to Glazeman off her glove into left field for a base hit. I mean, Glazeman just needed to open her glove a little bit more. She'd have had that one.
That was a line drive shot.
I mean, it kicked off her glove all the way to left field. That's how hard that ball got hit. So, Glazeman.
Yeah. Reagan hits her first, then the catcher hits her. Going to have number two for number 12.
So, pinch runner number two. That's going to be Widener. Running for the catcher. That's going to be Ash Drosik. Drosik had a monster blast last inning.
down low. They're going to take off to second. Raymer's going to throw in time, and they got her.
Atta girl.
Runner hesitated just too long for Raymer. Raymer put in a perfect throw for one away here. And that's what you need.
Good
things
job,
like, things
Rick.
Like that.
Yes. But some little spark. You're just looking for that spark.
One 0 count, one away. That's going to be ball high. 2-0.
Let's go three.
Four. Again, Ash Jurassic. Swing and a miss. Big strike. That one upstairs on Jurassic.
Great cut.
Flied up into shortstop, short into the grab of a glove and squeezes it for the out. I mean, that ball hung up there for a long time. It's going to be two up, two down for Burton. This is what they're looking for.
Now batting number one.
Just kind of get these outs. But Desi Lopez coming in. Getting lead the team in home runs. Got a high batting average. Going to take one ball low.
Two out. Stop, right? Shortstop.
Shortstop, yes, sir.
Smooth ball player.
Man, yeah, that feel she had earlier. But she's come out of nowhere to field that ball for the outs. I mean, she's got a 2-0 count, 2 away.
Oh, Bailey. Battle back.
He got out into second base for the out. Little girl, use two hands.
They don't do that no more.
Am I that old then?
Yeah, they don't do that no more. They watch too much pro ball.
No, man. That's going to be 3-0, three down for the Burton Lady Panthers that inning. No runs, no hits, no runners left on base. It is still 9-1. Thrall on top of the Burton Lady Panthers. The top of the six coming up after this on KWHI.
K&H Portable Toilets. Celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Go Panthers!
Let's go!
B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go Burton. B-U-R-T-O-N.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red.
It is Burton Lady Panthers softball on KWHI, AM 1250 for 101.7. Craig Montana along with Daryl Kiki here, live from Mumford, Texas. As coming into the box, it's going to be digging in, is Reagan Raymer once again.
Come on, Reagan, this is the top of the order. Let's go, girls. Let's have one big
one. One, two, three. Who do you want to have coming up? Burton kind of in the spot where they need to put in eight runs in the next six outs. Ball on the outside. If they can't get that done, it will be the season for Burton. But they got time. You got six outs to play with.
Yes, sir.
You get a couple runs here, a couple runs there. Game is not over.
They need an inning where this pitcher gets a little bit wild. A few errors. There, girl.
There you go. Just be patient at the plate. 3-0 the count. Make it work. She's going to... Sometimes that outside corner, you don't catch it. You live on the outside. 3-0 count. Maybe just sit here and see what she can get. Down low for a ball.
That's where we need it.
Puts Raymer on base. Bringing up Callie Pohl.
Let's go, Paul.
Now batting number 11.
Oh, the third baseman. See how aggressive Coach might be trying to move Raymer over to second put in or scoring position.
Yeah, you know, it's hard right now. It's kind of a double-fisted sword. You're sitting here. You're down by eight.
You can't give up runners on base.
You can't really steal. Or can you bunt right here? You know, that's what we've been doing, but then you're giving up that out.
We have ball alone. Raymer's going to try to draw a throw, and catcher doesn't take.
I think I'd take my chance and let Pole bunt right here because they got to field it. They got to throw it, and they got to catch it. You got three chances.
We get that third base, and she's got stealing is Raymer. She's going to be in. The ball shoots off the second base's shortstop's glove.
Get on that bag,
safe.
Reagan.
It's a 2-0 count.
Way ahead now. She hadn't thrown a strike in six. Let's take this pitch.
With 6 seconds of balls.
Get up on top of that plate.
There you go. Cole steps in, 1-1 the count. That's going to be bunt it, and she's going to miss the bunt. 1-2 the count. She tried to do a little right-handed drag bunt, but
she can get it down. Third base is playing further back because she has to worry about Reagan stealing. So she's got a little bit more time.
Up and outside.
Three and one. 2-2.
The scoreboard says 2-2.
Yes, it is.
And blue says 2-2, so.
All right, Paul, we got a battle here.
It was called a strike somewhere. I thought it was a ball.
Yeah.
And I thought it was 3-1-2.
Did you know me and you're not going to be wrong?
Now 3-2.
Now
a ball low.
I think it should have been a runner on first base here, to be honest with you.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know.
Come on, Callie.
A swing and a miss on that one. Might have called it a ball, but it was close enough. You had to take a stab at it. She missed that one. What a way. Runner on second base for Burton. Amaya Williams will step in now.
Amaya Williams.
Give me one shot here, Amaya.
Amaya Williams over in center field, and she had a big hit earlier again today, but it hit it right to the center fielder. See, so she can get that in the gap. And that's going to be over to the right side, over the first baseman's glove, and that's going to put third baseman Holder at third. And Williams is going to go over to second. It's going to kick off the catcher, and nobody's going to go get the ball. Go came in and hit off the catcher's shin guard and just sat in the middle of the field for forever.
All right, Bailey.
So Williams with a stand-up double, putting Raymer on third base, and Bailey Glazen with a big chance to help herself here, keep this game alive for Burton.
You know, when you just think you're getting one down the right field line, how did that girl get a piece of that ball with her glove?
You know? Just enough. To make it die out there and get it, that's going to be down low for a ball.
My eyes must be getting old because I thought that was a shot down the line. We were going to easily
score
a run and have Maya standing on third.
Nothing doing. First, they would just get enough leather on it to knock it down into shallow right field. That's going to be she's going to call her. Oh, she tried to check it, but broke that wrist and is going to call it a strike.
You all right, Bailey? You only need one, baby. Come on now. Base hit scores two.
It just takes one. That's going to be over. Foul to right side, but the first is able to squeeze it in for the out. So two away for Burton, bringing up Aaron Huntsman. Huntsman playing shortstop, and that was. Man, what do you do?
Just some of them days. How they say it, Mama says it's going to be days like this.
Yeah. And it's just fortunately one of those days for Burton today. It's going just breaking Thrall's way just about everywhere that you can imagine. Burton has played hard. They put ball in the field. They're you know, doing what they can, but it just.
Right at them.
The ball high, 2-0 the counts for Huntsman. And get a ball into the outfield, you're going to score two.
Come
Blomke into the circle for Thrall. And the delivery way outside. 3-0 the counts.
On Aaron.
You'll be back on the inside. That is just that pitch, man. It's on the in. It's on the outside and breaks on the inside, and it's just like
screwball.
Yeah, but she's right-handed.
I know. They're starting to throw that though. It's amazing what those girls can do.
That's gonna be a swing and a miss with a 3-2 count. And she doesn't throw it a lot.
No.
She sneaks it in there every so often, and it's just. Whoever her pitching coach is, yeah. it's a good
you're
pitch.
Done well, yes. Come on, Aaron, you can do this.
3-2 count. That's going to be back to.
I got it.
Yeah, you caught that.
Did you get that picture? Saw me not flinch.
Knocking down microphones and everything over here. Did it my microphone? Come on.
Keep battling, Aaron. Come on.
3-2 count. That's going to be called. She came right back to it. That screwball retires a side. Burton gets a couple of hits. Leaves two runners on base, but no run scored. It is 9-1. Thrall on top of Burton. We're coming to the bottom of the sixth inning after this on KWHI AM 1280 for 101.7.
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel, proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
Welcome back again, Burton. Lady Panthers softball. They are coming to the bottom of the sixth inning. Thrall leading it 9-1. Again, Thrall scores two runs here. That'll bring it to a close. And Burton has three more outs to chance at the top of the seventh if they can next inning to get there. But we'll see what's going to happen as Thrall comes in too.
Yeah, we can't give up two, and they got the meat of their order.
There. 5-6-7 coming up to bat here, so that's going to be that Bree Jurassic. She's had a hit. She's gotten hit today. She comes in, Glazeman. In the circle, Raymer coming back to the plate. Nine-1, Thrall leading Burton here in the bottom of the sixth inning. That's going to be a ball on the outside.
She's not getting that pitch, but she's not hitting it consistent like the Thrall pitcher.
A little off on it.
Yep.
Go over to the third base, finish, fielded it cleanly over to first, digging it out of the air for the out.
Atta girl.
What a dig that was, because that was a mid-range, you know, dig. So tough on that one.
Melanie stayed right with it, looked it in her glove.
Great for her. That'll bring in McCorney, the pitcher, come in next.
I'm going to say that brand new first baseman's mitt she got paid off. See that?
That's going to be fouled off to the right side.
Almost hit the little chillins over there playing tennis ball.
You got to be way early.
going to be down low for a ball, just kind of coming out of Raymer's glove.
Come on, Mom.
1-1 count, one away here for Thrall in the bottom of the sixth inning. On the outside for a ball. The other thing you got to remember, too, that when Thrall, their catcher, is setting up on the outside, Raymer doesn't do that.
Yeah, it doesn't make like you're jerking to catch it.
That's
out there.
That's going to be popped up over the right side. Going to be just out of reach. Foul. So, and it's that catcher, I mean, it just sits up and just slides over on the outside right as the pitch comes. And
if you look smooth, you can get a lot of those calls. If you're herky-jerky, you're not.
Oh, on the inside, almost.
It's a good spot, though. She's been just going with that pitch to right.
Full count, 3-2.
Finish her off, Bailey. Come on now.
Just chase something up high, maybe. She went up high, but it's going to be fouled off to the right side into the baseball field next door. Blue needs more balls.
He don't smile much. He's serious. Life's too short to be that serious, isn't it?
Yeah, for especially you're playing a game like softball, man.
Yeah.
It should be fun
it's
out here.
It's a kid's game. Even though
down low in the turf.
He goes cautious on that one, didn't he, Big Dollar? See there?
Yeah.
Not in the dirt that time. In the turf.
In the turf, man. Huh? I'm gonna catch it.
I tell you what.
They're doing a pinch runner. I believe that's gonna be number 9 again. Is that Walker?
Yeah.
Walker in for the pitcher. Gonna bring up number 25, Gee.
I'm just telling you, I would pick her off of first here.
That's gonna be fouled off to the net. That's 0-1 count. Glazeman, one away here in the bottom of the sixth inning. We get into a double play here. That's going to be Raymer thought about throwing that one behind the runner. She took a little jump there, but it's going to be a ball in the low for 1-1 to count.
See, I'd set her up right here. I'd let that ball roll out of my mitt because she's going to take off running like she did a while ago. And I'd throw her out.
Fouled off solidly. The heck is falling on me?
It is starting to rain.
Is that rain?
Yeah. I thought I felt that a while ago because I looked up. I didn't see no birds.
Yeah.
Pretty good one, huh?
Yeah. I'll let it slide.
All right.
There are getting a few little dark clouds rolling in, but I don't think it's going to be.
It is getting there. Didn't it say 70% tonight?
Yep, that's going to be popped up over to third base, squeezing it.
Good job, Callie.
Dugout wall in for the out.
Good job.
Two away. Yeah, it's a good shot at rain tonight.
Yeah.
A little early, though, for that. It's like 4 o'clock. All right, here we go. New batter. That's going to be Bishop stepping in. Left fielder.
Two outs, girl.
Taking a strike. Two outs. Get this one, then you got to score 8 runs in the next at bat. But you're still alive in the seventh. If you can get there. It's going to be a ball high. 1-1 the count. Might be.
Never say die.
Yeah, if you can get, as long as you got at bats left, the game is still on.
Still on.
Ball high and outside. Raymer's going to throw behind the runner, and she wasn't too far off the bag.
Astros blowed many a lead so far this season, so why can't they?
Don't remind me about all that.
And these girls ain't getting $59 million. So why can't they do it? Maybe if we slip them a 20, that pitcher.
Oh, no.
Say,
you can't
come
say,
on
you can't
now.
Say that.
It just might have blowed out of my pocket.
That's going to be Scott out into right behind second base. And, she misses the grab over Ed. Going to put a runner on to third base.
kind of Dowling has kind of had a glove up and just kind of put her head down a little bit and lost the ball.
One-handed.
That's one of those plays. Maybe Holt should have called her off on that one because she was coming in and was right behind her. Holt could have easily got that grab on the way in. But
let's go, Melina.
Runners on the corners here.
Throw this ball to third. She'll pick her off bigger than Dallas.
She's going to fake the punt. She's going to take it. They're going to throw the second and cut it off. Runner did not go. Neither runner went.
Huh.
Runner stayed at first.
Hey, be an athlete, you said be an athlete.
Lania Grissom, she's going to take a swing. And 0-2 the count. Runner still on the corners.
Two out.
Two away, two strikes. Throwing to the number nine batter. Let's put one in here. Glazen's get a strikeout and go in. She's going to pop it up. Out of play. It's a low two count.
Put her away, Bailey.
Ball nose barrel. Ball nose barrel.
Rock and fire. We're going to get down in the dirt, and the runner's going to go down to second. Raymer's going to hold her other runner at third. Not even going to make a throw.
No,
1-2 counts here. Two away. Hazy just needs one strike. Put this thing behind
us. Yeah, that girl. Way to finish.
Swing,
off.
Strike three. Makes it her sixth strikeout of the day, I believe. I may have missed one or so here, but that's going to be two runners left on base. Couple hits, no runs scored. It is still 9-1. It is do or die for the Burton Lady Panthers. They had to score 8 runs. The next at-bat, their season is over. Back after this on KWHI AM 1280 for 101.7.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panthers softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
Welcome back. Burton Lady Panthers softball on KWHI, AM 1280 for 101.7. Looks like Coach is letting some of his subs get some playoff experience here today as it is Kaylee Whitfield stepping into the box. She's taking a strike on the outside corner, and not sure where we were.
She would be batting for Lopez.
For Lopez.
And where you, the other girl that came in, number 13.
Kara, yeah. Andrew Quinn. Okay, there we go.
Katie's a senior. Nice to see her get an at-bat.
Good ball, 1-1 the counts. They said all the two seniors on the team they have,
yes.
Burton does.
Katie and Allie Biggs.
She's going to be fouled off into the screen. For a 1-2 count. Again, Burton has to score 8 runs in this at-bat. And Thrall's going to sub. Who's he subbing in? Looks like the right fielder, I guess, is there taking out?
Limping a little bit.
2 for 7.
2 for 7.
So that's going to be my Thrall on up here. That'll be Stephanie Widener going in for Melania Grissom today. Just in case we have any Thrall listeners out there today. I'm sure we might have a few folks out there.
I told them what to. Callie Pohl is also a senior for Burton.
All right. Recognize him.
today. And just in case, any all people out there want to throw it out there, you may not know that you know me, but if anybody out there remembers Thrall and Somerville back in 1999, when we had that game where we scored like 1,000 points.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Good old days.
Yeah. I was in high school, man.
Hey, I can tell you about 1982 if you want me to.
Hey, man.
The first time ever getting to play on a turf field, and now these kids, when they're in T-ball, they get to play on a turf field.
Isn't it something?
I'm not griping about it. I'm just saying.
I will say something about, you know, after all the rain that we had, taking the ball there low was Whitfield. All the rain we had, they can still play ball today on the disc, but there's something about being out there on the dirt, getting dirty.
That's
that clay on the mound.
Yes, sir. You feel like you played when you slide head first. Good job, Katie.
She took that one for a walk. Runner on base for the Burton Lady Panthers. A good start there.
Yeah, he's going to sub 13 back in for her.
Yep. That is what's happening. It's like you follow this team or something like that, Daryl.
You know, I've watched them once or twice.
Okay. All right.
And everything.
Now batting number 5, Mary Wilby.
Melanie Wood coming into the box.
Let's go, girl.
Runner on first. Nobody out here in the top of the seventh inning. Again, do a dive of the Burton Lady Panthers. All starts here with Wood. We should get her another one. That's going to be all strike. They went back to that. This ball has got such just movement on it.
Yep. Come on, Melanie.
Down low. That was Landerquilt trying to draw the throw down at first, but catcher does a bite.
That was a hard one to read, too. The catcher did drop it.
Yeah.
But you got to read that right off of it.
Swing, but she goes down, and she's going to be there. And, oh, wow. That's Lopez.
No,
what?
No slide.
If she'd have slid, she probably got it, but Lopez's ball was off the bag. But she just kind of grabbed the ball on the run and just behind her and caught Landerquilt in the back. And she just slid. She would have been way high on the tag.
Yeah, it never would have touched her. It's so hard to teach them. We used to use a water slide just because nobody wants a slide. I don't want to skin my pretty little knees. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. All right. If you say so.
We used to call them in the old days, get a strawberry.
Strawberry, that's right.
You heard that before, too.
Oh, yeah.
But nowadays.
I mean, they last you for a couple of weeks, and they go away. That's going to be driven out to right center field. It's going to fall in.
That away, Melanie.
What a big hit there.
Good
get
job,
something going.
Man.
One away. Let's try for the one-out rally here for Burton. That'll bring us into Kelsey Holtz.
8-9, and then we get back to the top.
If she can get another, she gets a little slap hit over the third baseman because she is coming in charging. Again, he gets it over her head. You can get a runner on third base here.
I have to talk to the pitcher a little bit. Got her rattled. Got her rattled.
It is 9-1. The Thrall on top of the Burton Lady Panthers here in the top of the seventh inning. Once again, Burton's got to score some runs. They got to score 8 of them to be, as a matter of fact, to be in this game to make it last 3 more. But Thrall, a coach, out to talk to their pitcher, Perfomi. Apologize to the Burton, to the Thrall fans on butchering any of these names, but do the best that we can for you today.
Ghost coming back. The dugout. Everybody's resetting here. There we go.
Let's go, Kelsey.
All right, she does need to get something. Something on the left side over here, over the third baseman's head. It doesn't take a little much, a little bloop over there. All the outside corner for a strike.
You can do it, Kelsey. Come on now.
Swing and a miss on that slap. 1-2, the count.
1-2, one out.
That's going to be over the left side, but way foul into the dugouts of Thrall. That's what you're wanting to do. That thing on the left side, that left-handed spin of that ball, kick it out there to that fence. You can run for days.
That's right. Just got to get it over the third baseman's head here.
That's all you got to do.
They're both playing way up.
Well, Diaz has that came over.
Yeah.
Way far, and they're both going to...
2-2.
Very shallow. 2-2 count, one away here. Runner on first base for the Burton Lady Panthers. What has been a very good season. Very young team fouled off the backstop. And Burton, very young team.
Yeah.
And are you excited to see what they have to do in the future?
This next year, we have a great group of eighth graders that played a lot of softball coming up to be freshmen. They're still going to be freshmen, but they played a lot of softball. They know the game. So it's going to be fun.
Full count here. For Holtz, see what you can do with this one. That's going to be caught in the outside corner. 3-2 count.
All up to Abby.
Be a little bit more aggressive with that one, but Abby Dowling.
Yes.
Gotten on base a few times today. Had a few pretty good hits today. Two out, runner on first. This is the last out for the Burton Lady Panthers and their season. Got to get something going here. Just missing the outside corner. 1-0.
Come on, Abby, you can do this. Let's turn this thing over.
They're going to do that same thing now. They're not, third base is still playing back a little bit. They're not coming down as hard.
No. They're just looking for outs. They need one.
We fouled off to the left side. Strike two. And Burton going to be coming down to their last strike of the season.
Keep battling. Don't go down looking.
You don't want to do that. Let's see. If it's close, you got to put a bat on it somehow, some way. One, two count. Two away here at the top of the seventh inning, and that's going to be down in the dirt. Turf. The brown turf.
That's it.
The brown turf.
I seen it fly up some dirt.
Yeah. Those rubber pellets.
That's it. Rubber dirt.
Yeah. Rubber dirt. All right. Two, two count, two away. That's going to be call, strike corner. And that will do it. We're tied with side and bring an end to the season as Thrall defeats the Burton Lady Panthers 9-1 in a 7 innings. And we're going to take a break here from our sponsor. We'll come back with more Burton Lady Panthers softball after this on KWHI AM 1280 101.7.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie and Trent, are excited to see the Panther softball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all the players, administration, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton softball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state. The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Welcome back once again. It is Burton Lady Panthers softball on KWHI, AM 1280, 101.7. As Daryl, we saw the Lady Panthers season come to an end, but they never gave up today. No. Saw them get down a little bit here and there, but they battled back as much as they could. Thrall just came out and was just a better team today.
They were better. They were better in the circle. They made all the routine plays. And as a coach, all you asked your players to do is to make all the routine plays, and here, there, make one or two great plays, and I'm going to beat you 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
We didn't make the routine plays, and then they would hit a gapper and everything. And, you know, some days it's just not meant to be. And today we didn't hit the ball good enough. When we did hit it good, they made the plays. And then that gets you down and everything. And, you know, a coach can only do so much as far as picking them up. And, you know, you don't ever want that season to end, especially when you're a senior and everything. So for the seniors, you know, it's been a pleasure to watch them for 4 years play. They've got to experience lots of winning. You know, some teams never get to go to a playoff game, although these days that participation trophy everybody does almost. But these girls here have experienced a lot of winning. They're going to experience more winning. You know, everybody that knows me knows I love sports, and I kind of live by sports. But life is the same way. If you go do your job halfway on the softball field and you go do it in the business world, same outcome's going to be. You're going to lose. And so every time I get to talk to kids, give it your all, leave it on the field, you know, and you can hang your head high and everything. And our girls did. Like you said, they didn't quit for Coach Zorn or Coach Smith today. They just got outplayed. And it happens. It happens at all levels.
Yep, it's the playoffs. I mean, you'll find a better team.
Yeah.
I like what I saw on the field today when they got behind, you know, early, and they kept getting behind a little bit and never could make any progress, but they kept going at it.
You know, I talked a lot last night about body language. Pitcher last night for Sabine Pass, he started trying to show the umpire up when he thought he was not getting a call.
Mm.
And body language when you're in that circle is only going to hurt you.
difference.
If you start trying to show an umpire up, he's not going to give you that borderline, or she's not going to give you that borderline pitch. And Bailey, you could tell she got a little frustrated. Wasn't getting the making the pitches. You know, she had a lot of 0-2 counts. Wasn't making that clutch pitch. And she was getting down on herself. But Reagan goes out there, talks to her. They start smiling. That's what friends are. And in the big picture of life, friends is huge. We don't sit here and, you know, they're none of these are going to go play professional softball. You know, if they're going to end up in the same place in the work world. And but they're always going to be friends at a small school like this. You know, if you look over here to the right, I say it after every game. All these parents, grandparents, friends, ex-students standing over here waiting for them to come off the field after Coach Zorn and Coach Smith talk to them. All of them are going to get big hugs, and everybody knows everybody. You know, yeah, it's going to be cloudy in the morning. My favorite saying is the sun will come up in the morning, even though it's a perfect deal to be a dreary day this evening, the way the score came out. But, you know, we're going to be okay. Now we got to get together as a community and support our boys Thursday. They moved on. They're going to have their hands full with Thorndale. The Coach Taylor will have them ready. That's they're a very young team also, starting five freshmen. And, you know, they just go out there and have fun. And these girls were having fun. Right now they're not, because if it doesn't hurt you when you lose, it's no need.
Yeah,
don't even suit up.
Yeah, why are you playing?
Don't even suit up.
I get that. Yes, sir.
And you can see some tears out there. You know, when they get on the other side here, there's going to be more tears. But it won't take long. They'll be smiling again. And you might see some of these girls at the Mayfest. And that's what they should do. You know, I used to get mad, and I still get mad when I lose. But I've kind of, I guess the oldness has come out in me that I don't sit there and show it, because you can really make yourself look bad if you sit there and be a bad sport. My biggest words to them is don't ever accept this loss, because life's a lot harder.
There you go. Wise words from Daryl Geeky over here. So we're going to take a break here from our sponsors. We'll come back. More of the postgame show continues on KWHI AM 1280 for 101.7.
Want your yard to impress but don't know where to start? Salazar Landscapes is here to help. From maintenance and irrigation to full-service landscaping, Salazar Landscapes has the knowledge and drive to make your dreams a reality. Salazar Landscapes is your home, garden, and irrigation experts, a trusted company with over 30 years of experience serving Brenham and the surrounding communities. Check out their work on Facebook or Instagram for inspiration, and give them a call at 979-451-3490. Salazar Landscapes in Brenham, Aggie-owned and operated. Salazar Landscapes is a proud sponsor of the Burton Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Lady Panthers in their quest for state.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Once again, Burton Lady Panthers season comes to an end as Thrall takes the victory 9-1 here in Mumford as they move on into the regional round comes up next, or area finals.
This was area.
Yeah, area.
Yeah. Yeah.
As Thrall moves on, but we mentioned earlier the Burton Panthers moved on to the area round. They'll be playing next week Thursday, maybe Friday.
Yes. Yeah,
they'll be at the Brazos, which for them, I think Brazos Bomber Field is going to be a cool experience for them to go play there where the Bombers play summer baseball. 4:30, first pitch on Thursday.
Thursday. Two games on Thursday. The second one will start 30 minutes after the first one. Hopefully we can go there, maybe take care of business and knock Thorndale out in two straight.
There you go.
That would be a sweet day.
Yeah, yeah. After last year, Thorndale mocked Burton out of the playoffs last year, right here in Mumford, I believe, is where we were. Yeah, so a little retribution there for that, but that's coming up, of course, next week right here on KWHI, 4 o'clock be the pregame. As long as Doug is back healthy and ready to go, he'll be here with you folks. If not, I guess we'll do it again.
That's right.
That's it. So we'll take another break here from our sponsors. We'll come back. More Burton Panther softball on KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarm, and having companion auto and life insurance or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowner's insurance, call Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham at 836-4241.
Remember, you have the right to choose where you receive care when you are prescribed physical therapy. Don't wait 2 to 6 weeks to get seen. At Tradewinds Physical Therapy, you can be seen quickly and be taken care of by the best staff in the area. Try Tradewinds complimentary consultation in 48 hours or less. Don't wait. Schedule your physical therapy today and receive the care you deserve. Tradewinds Physical Therapy at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham, or call 421-8500 for more info. Cash discounts and most major insurance accessories.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
Burton Panther Lady Softball, Burton Lady Panther Softball on KWHI, AM 1280 for 101.7, Craig Montana with Daryl Keekeen. Again, Daryl is can't thank you enough for making the ride last night, making the ride today, and help us out on this because it is immensely helpful for that.
It's a joy, as you know, to get to do this. I'm very thankful for the sponsors, number one, that generously give every game. So people at home, it's so pleasing when you go to church and these little older ladies or somebody tells you, thank you, we got to hear the game on the radio. You know, they can't make it anymore. They care about these kids. In a small town, everybody knows everybody. So when we can bring this to them, and maybe every once in a while we can get them to laugh, it's what life's about, you know, and we have to try to be funny, but bring the game, make them feel like they were here. You know, it's harder than we think it is to get them to feel that feeling of the game. To me, a close, tight game is a lot easier and a lot more fun to call than a game that's, I mean, like last night, it went our way. you got to try to make something funny out of it. You know, we picked on Big Biggs about his hay hauling gloves. But here, you know, it just wasn't meant to be. But thankful to get to do this with you guys. You know, my buddy Ed up there, he gave me a chance. He said, come on, just talk. You can do it. And used to, I wasn't good at talking. And now my daughter's probably rolling her eyes saying, you run your mouth way too much.
She's like, I'm blaming Ed for all of this now.
Yeah, and everything. But it's a pleasure. Me and your friends always, and, you know, when friends get together, you can have fun.
Yeah, yeah. Make it a little bit easier, a little fun on the journey there. As speaking of the journey tonight, we were just talking about that. I want everybody in Burton to remember 7 o'clock tonight. Still got a chance to go out and vote for all the things in Burton.
Yeah, if you haven't gone out there, guys, we got three great guys. It's the bad thing about it; only two can make it. But go out there and voice your opinion. You know, we got a lot of good things going on up there at the school and everything. And go up there and vote and show your support. And how it turns out, we don't know. All three are great guys and deserving. It's just your preference, who you want.
That's it. Three guys, go vote. Just make your voice heard. That's all we need you to do. We'll take another break. We'll come back, kind of wrap it up after this on KWHI AM 1280 for 101.7.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. Their online catalog at ddmbuildings.com shows their extensive inventory of metal products, including roofing, angle iron, and tubing. And DDM's highly skilled staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Warm up with preseason savings on New Holland compact tractors at WC Tractor in Brenham. Get 0% financing for 60 months or a free loader on Workmaster and Boomer compact tractors and the Workmaster 25S subcompact tractor. Whatever model you choose, you'll get efficient power and an easy-to-operate package that handles a wide range of chores. Buy now and you'll take home loads of savings, too. See WC Tractor in Brenham now for details. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Spring is in the air, and that means I'm here to help you spring into a good night's sleep with Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Are your mattress springs giving you a hard time? Stop by my store and check out some of our reliable brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. We have everything from cooling technology to just good old-fashioned comfort. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Once again, I want to thank everyone for joining us here today for Burton Lady Panthers softball on KWHI AM 1280 for 101.7. As the Lady Panthers come out, they played hard. They played good softball, but just not. They just ran up against a better team. I mean, yeah. So all I can say tonight is Thrall was a better team today. If they'd have played a 2 out of 3 series, who knows?
Yeah, everybody has their day, you know. It always starts in the circle, and that girl's good.
Yeah, she was good. Blaley had a little off day. You can see her out there, but it was 9-1 your final. Thrall over the Burton Lady Panthers. They'll move on. Burton will start over and get ready for volleyball season at this
volleyball
point.
I mean,
that's what they're looking. That's all
that's
they're
it.
Doing.
Yes,
graduation
sir.
For a few seniors, and volleyball starts up tomorrow, right?
That's right. That's right.
That's how it goes. Daryl, again, thank you very much for joining us today. Everyone back at home, thank you for tuning in and joining the game. Courtland back in the studio, keep us on the radio. and push button and turn knobs. Again, your final score, Thrall 9, Burton Lady Panthers 1. Have a great night, everybody.